La 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 la.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
We're going now. We're starting now. And Bonnie goes, let's try to keep it funny. We're not funny. We're just a podcast. We're not like,
oh, shit.
Did you just spill coffee?
Did you just burp into the mic?
Yeah, but you spilled coffee. Okay. The burp is over with, but the coffee is still all over. Just a napkin right next to you on the floor. Right there. Also, you spill coffee.
The floor for the napkin.
It's already, this is starting off on the bad foot. Not my bad foot. My knees are kind of hurting lately. Don't. That's a good little wash rag.
What do you think that it's for? Like, are you going to save that thing? You wash it. I don't understand.
But it was just wash. Why would you take it and waste it when you have a napkin there? And
the
you,
napkin wasn't big enough. It wasn't getting everything. So then I took the wash.
A brand new clean wash rag. To wipe up like a speck. Now it's wasted. You can't use it now.
Oh, my God. Well, let me put them in a special container for emergencies only.
It's called waste not, want not. You ever hear that saying?
Well, okay. I'm not going to.
And here's another thing. I forgot what I was going to say. Anyhow.
Wonderful.
We didn't do last week's podcast because it was 4th of July and we were off. And
you're so, why do you lie?
We
you
were
twist
off.
Things. No, we just, I said to myself, this week I'm not going to mention the podcast. If Rich doesn't mention it,
I mentioned
then,
it. I said we should do it, but we never got around to it.
Yeah, you said a couple times, you go, we'll do it this time or this time. I waited. I was like, at one point you came home, I thought, oh, he's going to say, let's do the podcast. Then you didn't.
But
I didn't
I'm
say
always-
anything. Now you're saying like we made some kind of like, well, we, of course, July 4th is a national holiday, and so we didn't do our podcast. It has nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. How does it? This is the thing.
A lot of people take off 4th. They take off early from work.
What did we do 4th of July? That was so.
I played golf, and.
We went to our old neighbors.
Was that 4th? Yeah.
Yes, that was 4th of July.
Our old neighbors.
Then they started talking about how they don't really social distance, and we were like, boop, gotta go.
And he was talking. It's so funny when people go, oh, I'm a Trump. I love Trump. My 401k is,
yes.
Is you know, shut up. Wouldn't you make an extra $200 or $300 fucking dollars and or $1,000, even $5,000? Does that mean? So that's like saying, well, I'll sell my soul for or money. Money trumps morals or money trumps.
Fairness, equality,
or my standards, or my you know ethics. So when it comes to money, look,
you're bragging about it, that means that you are coming across as, evil.
Well, no, money. Hey, fuck ethics, fuck morals, money. You know, and that's basically some of the richest people in the world. That's how they are.
But if you're a billionaire and you're like, you're making, not that I'm excusing it by any means, but this guy was saying it, and you know, it's like, what'd you make, $150? Like, what is that worth it to you? I mean, how much could it have gone up? I don't know.
Yeah, it's
crazy.
You know what gets me too? I hate.
And then he goes, I don't want to get political. Forget it.
What?
Go
what
ahead.
Did he say?
The thing that he said when he was like, you know, the economy. And you were like, I don't know that the economy was that bad before.
Yeah, I mean, politicians are politicians. It's a business, they're, you know, and whatever. And a lot of people do or say whatever they can to keep their business going or running. And he goes, you know, the economy. I go, the economy for me was probably better during Obama. I was making more money.
Well, especially now.
Well, yeah, you can't compare now to anything. Well, you can compare now because Now the economy stinks, and who's the president? So when you look back in 10 years or 15 years, if we're going to last that long, and you go, oh, fuck, 2020 was horrible during the Trump administration, or, you know, during the Depression, you know, people will look back and go, oh, who was the president during the Depression?
FDR. I don't know when the Depression probably, was.
I don't. It was
I mean, I don't
in
know.
The 40s. So whatever. Or yeah, it was the 40s. Or the, well, I'll tell you right now, I don't want to make that
Truman?
Mistake. Not Truman. It was. Oh, why would I ask a Canadian?
Oh, Wilson? American hair. Was it Wilson?
No, that was the soccer ball with Tom Hanks. Depression years. Hold on.
Oh God, people are screaming into there.
Why? What a depression years. In the U.S. Oh, now it's going to give every year that 1939, the Great Depression was the worst economic downturn in the history of the industrialized world, lasting from 1929 to 1939.
Okay.
It began after the stock market crash at October 29.
Black Friday.
Which went. That's not Black Friday.
It wasn't?
I don't know. That's when there's like sales. That's right.
That's
right before Thanksgiving.
No, that's Black Monday.
Which sent Wall Street into a panic and wiped out millions of investors. Great Depression, Black Thursday, facts and effects. Oh, it was a Thursday.
Oh. Who was the president?
Well, president during 1929 to 1939. Wow, 10 years it lasted? Holy fuck. President
FDR.
Is that what you got?
Well, he was the president in 1939.
Assuming the presidency of the depth of the Great Depression as our 32nd president, 1935 to 45, Franklin D. Roosevelt. But wait, when was the Depression again? What did I say? What
1929.
Years? To 39. Oh, Franklin D. Roosevelt helped the American people regain faith in themselves. There was three presidents. Who were the three presidents during the Great Depression?
Started with Hoover.
Roosevelt, Hoover.
Herbert Clark Hoover.
Whatever. It's two dummies trying to talk history. But anyhow, when people look back. Okay, we're back. I don't know what happened there. My wife template, it just stopped. I hit something and it stopped. I hope at 7:05. Oh, no, wait, at 7, like around 7 minutes. So what are you looking at? Talk.
I was reading this about the Depression.
Well, go read
Hoover failed to recognize the severity of the situation or leverage the power of the federal government to squarely address it. A successful mining engineer before entering politics, the Iowa-born president was widely viewed as callous and insensitive toward the suffering of millions of desperate Americans. Sounds like a great president.
Well, anyhow... So I may, you know, a lot of people, the people, you can't say, oh, the president, whoever it is, look at the economy. Oh, that's not the only thing that makes a great president because the economy's better. Look at fucking race relations. Look at fucking,
handling of a anti-Semitism virus or a crisis.
Anti-Semitism is up. Racism is up. Fucking anti.
I don't know if it's up, but it's definitely more out. Anything?
It's up.
Like, that's one of the things that's wild to me about those Karen videos. You know, when you see, like, they just keep coming, those videos of men and women being, like, racist towards...
Hey, listen, there's so many white racists.
It's crazy, black, though. I know, because you don't think about it, though.
But,
it's like...
You know, just a football player from the Eagles said, you know, stay on. You can look it up. Look up football player from the Eagles quoting Hitler or agreeing with Hitler or whatever. I didn't read the story. Somebody was telling me about it. I didn't because there's like so much anti-Semitism and people saying so much shit about Jews. And at this point, you can't keep up with all of it. Do you see the story?
Eagles Deshaun Jackson says he doesn't hate Jewish community after posting anti-Semitic Eagles wide receiver Deshaun Jackson said he has no hatred towards the Jewish community and has issued an apology after posting on social media on Monday an anti-Semitic message that he attributed to Adolf Hitler and admiration for Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan. What is the thing? Jackson featured a quote he attributed to Hitler that said, "White Jews will blackmail America. They will extort America. Their plan for world domination won't work if the Negroes know who they are." What does that mean?
We can't take over.
Know who they were. Is that what I said?
First of all, there's 3% of us in this fucking country. Enough with the fucking Jews. If it wasn't for fucking Jews, you'd all have fucking 50 million different diseases. Enough already. I could read a list of fucking medicine and all kinds of,
You're one of the smart Jews, right?
All the vaccines that Jewish scientists have.
But you
come
are
with.
That kind of Jew.
What?
Ashkenazi, is that what you call it?
Yeah.
Let me look it up.
No, it's Oshkosh.
Oshkosh bagosh?
So what about it? What did they say about it? He said something about them too?
No, I just wanted to know because
whatever. Be as anti-Semitic as you want. Who gives a fuck? Because you're going to need us in the end when
remember that show they were watching where they were like, let's kill all the Jews. And then this was in the year?
Last week.
The year 1200 maybe or something?
No, it was in the 1500s.
1600. No. It's only a few years after the Vikings, or like a few hundred years after the Vikings.
I don't know. I think it was the 1400s, maybe. Well, whatever.
Okay, 12, 14, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, they were like, kill all the Jews, and then the guy goes, but what about if we need a doctor? They're like, all right, don't kill all the Jews.
What about their doctor? We need, whatever. The world needs everybody. The world needs Jews.
Rich, you're on a tear, right? You're talking into that microphone. You're like, Jews, Jews, Jews. Why would now be the time to switch out your gum?
The other one ran out of flavor.
Why wouldn't you wait till I was in the middle of a story? It doesn't matter. You don't need, that's the thing. You don't need the gum in your mouth at all times at peak flavor. This is one of
How do you know what I need? How are you telling me about my gum?
Because we're doing a podcast together and it's discuss, like even when you're reading, you're like,
no, look, a fine fault, whatever fake fault you can find. That's what you do. I'm going to call Bonnie fake fault.
Jews.
Oh, really? Really? You want to get
Jews.
You're a fucking asshole because I don't do that.
Rich, you do. You switch out your gum and you switch it out all the time when you're talking to people. You don't know that it looks utterly disgusting. Because what he does.
The people I talk to are disgusting anyhow.
Okay. Fair enough. But you're just, it doesn't matter. You don't stop to think like maybe now's not a good time. The second it hits, you go, let me. And what you do, what he does is he opens his gum, which takes him hours.
No, it doesn't.
And I don't know these kid-proof gums, man. And then you take the gum out, then you spit the old gum into the package.
I don't spit it; I place it.
You can see the water. It's like a river. It's like a salmon jumping upstream when you get that gum into the packaging. It's honestly so wet; you can see it drip. It sometimes you do drip, and you. Kind of catch it also.
Something wet in this room.
In the packaging. Oh, okay. Oh. Yes. When you make fun of the fact that I am dry, first of all, we're doing a podcast, so it would be weirder if I was like completely wet. But it's your fault.
It's not my fault.
So you're slamming yourself.
It's not my fault.
It's not?
No, why would it be my fault?
Because I get wet with everyone else.
I can't control your body.
Oh, really? Well, okay. All right. Unbelievable. No, because I don't want to say something that could be so mean.
What? It would be mean? What?
Listen, doing what you got to do to get your wife in the mood is part of having sex, not just the penis going into vagina. Reyna?
It's the end game. The end game.
Oh, really? But yeah. Okay. I don't want to.
What?
No. It's.
Bonnie all of a sudden took up hiking. She leaves the house goes hiking all of a sudden all the time.
So?
Hiking. We don't know where she's going. We don't, and she never took the dog. Whatever, you know. It is. When you get older, you're married 15 years, sometimes you just go, let it go.
Listen, you really, I have pictures with Kathy on the hike trail. Do you want to see them? This is the thing. I go, listen, I'll take a picture if you want. He goes, that's fine. You could still get a picture and still do your, you know, messing around with whoever you're messing around with. I'm like, what, who would do that? Like, do you really think Kathy's that invested in my life that it'd be like, Kathy, you got to meet me at Sourland?
No. I'm not. I don't think you are. But I'm going to go hiking. So you're gone for 4 hours. So you go, hey, Kathy, let's go hiking. You hike with Kathy for 2.5 hours and you go to the motel for an hour and a half or wherever.
Because first of all, I'd be sweaty by then. My hair would be a mess. No, it wouldn't work out. It wouldn't work. Well, an hour and a half. That's not enough with your lover. That's plenty of time with your husband, but not with your lover. Come on.
Are you kidding me?
Come on.
I watch TV and movies all the time. I see it all the time on TV.
Oh, sure.
Anyhow.
No. I think a better way to cheat would be like, I got to go on the road.
I'm finally going on the road after four. Has it been 4 months?
Mm-hmm.
I almost went to Lowe's or Home Goods today, and I was going to buy like 4 feet wide by 5 feet high piece of plexiglass to put it in front of me on the stage, but I might have the club do it, make them do it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I could stand behind it like the Pope.
Or a cashier.
Oh, yeah, like them too.
Mm-hmm.
They can still hear me. I had the mic, the whole sound system.
Every time I do my own self-checkout, I say, I'm a hero. You're a hero, Bonnie. You know, it's kind of crazy. I mean, what? This is shitty, but it's like rich people can make poor people do anything if they just go, we'll call them heroes. We'll call them heroes and they'll do it.
Oh, that's a good analogy. Bonnie, we had a mothball problem. Tell them about the mothballs.
Well, I came home and smelled some bad smells in the house. Very chemical. The day before, somebody came over, your friend came over and put mothballs in the attic. First of all, I still don't get this. So you told me, oh, we're doing mothballs in the attic. I wasn't listening or paying attention to you. I should have.
Our attic is, well, it's like you can't stand up in it, but it's about probably 4.5 feet high, but it goes the length of the house, which is probably...
Okay, we don't need to know all the details.
It's a long, long...
He's trying to say...
Okay, it's a long attic.
You would think that we'd be able to put some mothballs up there without choking ourselves out. Raina. So, it stinks like... Okay, so the day before, why were you putting mothballs up there?
Mothballs keeps out mice and bats.
Okay, but I also, when I was up there, I'll tell you why later, there was also poison up there. So you were doing double duty?
No, it wasn't poison.
What were those little chunks?
I don't know. Maybe the
blue.
That's maybe what the exterminator put down.
That's poison. And did we have any animals up there that you know of when you went to put the mothballs?
No. It's prevention. It's called prevention.
And you did it suddenly. Why though?
Why did I do it?
Like, why did you suddenly go mothballs? I got to put some up there.
Because it's getting warmer and there's more bats around our yard now. So you don't want a bat to get in the attic. So
yeah, why not?
Boy, here's Raina.
Right? Isn't it good prevention? You want to keep bats out.
I'm saying why not?
Okay.
Have the bats come in. Why not?
Oh, brother. Don't listen to her. So your brain was like, there's no threat. We have no mice or we've caught no mice since the very first initial round that we when we first moved in here
from the construction, and we caught them
for the round of, you know, mice or whatever
from when we first moved in from the construction.
But yet you were like, I still.
Prevention. It's called, if you don't have them, you keep them out.
It's a little, I say it's like a little high on the list of like your issues.
No, it's not high on the list of my issues. I'm trying to protect my family.
From moths?
Oh my God.
From moths?
Don't let the moths in. Put the mothballs up there. They're gonna eat all our clothes. I gotta protect my family.
No. It keeps out mice. Look, our yard. We have gophers, rabbits, weasels.
There's never been a gopher.
We have groundhogs. We have chipmunks. We have everything. Back here, it's crazy.
But what, so what? None of that except for the groundhog has ever been a problem.
Groundhog hasn't even been a problem.
Yeah, they've been.
He just
yeah.
makes it one.
They burrow under by the house, and they can hurt your foundation.
Okay, so we did catch a baby groundhog. I hate those cages.
Yeah.
And then Rich is too scared to let it out, so I have to go and let it out.
Well, you grew up amongst that kind of stuff.
Then we caught a rabbit.
I didn't see the rabbit.
I had to let out. And we caught a squirrel, which we had to leave.
And we just caught another groundhog.
I named him Tim.
We caught another groundhog, and the pest guy came, and the pest guy will release the groundhog.
That's what he says.
Well, of course he releases it.
Wouldn't it be easier to release him than to kill it? And then
yeah, it's against the law to kill it.
So anyway, you have this kind of fight with nature going on.
Well, no, because where I grew up, we didn't have that kind of shit, and it's all over the place. It's taken over my yard.
This is not your yard. It's there. You came and stole it from them.
I didn't steal it. The people, too, where they're building those fucking 190-unit townhouses, dug up all that land. And
did that lawyer ever call you back?
Once, and then he said he'd be on it. I'm going to call him again next week.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. He's a bad lawyer. Get a new lawyer.
Right.
Jesus, what the hell? Was he free or something? Why do you keep going down the same?
I don't know. I'm going to fucking.
Find a different lawyer. He doesn't want to do it. I don't understand it. Rich has put his rings back on. We see now. There is a king. We're watching Nightfall on History Channel about the knights.
It's on Netflix.
But it's from the History Channel. It was originally on the History Channel.
We don't like it as much as, what was the last one we watched?
The Last Kingdom was the best one. The Last Kingdom was great.
Do you like that better than Vikings?
Yes. Last Kingdom
you
was.
You just like the guy better.
Uhtred.
I thought Uhtred was in both.
No.
Uhtred wasn't in both? It was.
No.
Ragnar.
No, the name was in both.
Yeah, but not the same people. But
well, if that guy, what's his name? Uhtred?
Yes.
Uhtred.
If like, say you were home alone and I was on a road.
I'll let Raina answer this one.
No.
Are you sure you want to go down this road?
And you get a knock on the door and the guy goes, my car broke down. It was him. Can I come in and use your phone?
Wouldn't even have to come in. I just hand him my phone. What is this, 1960? Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Let me see if my cord will reach. Yeah, listen, it's Uhtred. Wait, he'd have the thing on his back. Like
what on his back?
You know,
scars?
He has a sword.
Oh,
he's always got his sword with him.
That's a nice sword. He had it specially made.
Yeah. He said, it's worth 10 pieces of gold, but I only am giving you 7.
No, it was silver, not even gold.
Oh, silver, sorry. Whoa, take it easy. Buddy, where is the anger coming from all the time?
He's scared that Uhtred's going to steal you from him.
That wouldn't scare me.
If somebody knows the actor who plays Uhtred.
And another thing, too.
What if you met that actor? This would be the thing. You'd meet him and he'd be like, gay, or something. He wouldn't be like.
Are you calling him gay?
No, I'm calling him like, what if he's like into Instagram or something? Like, he's not the character.
He's not Uhtred. He's just. He's into, Billy Johansson or something.
A lot of people are into Instagram. You're saying he's a nerd. Are you saying he's a nerd?
No, like, what if he's, like, always looking in the mirror and, like, you know.
You're saying he's a nerd? But everyone
I'm saying he's
Instagram.
Not.
Everyone who likes Instagram is a nerd.
Uhtred, the thing about Uhtred is that he's, like, he always makes the right decision. He always tries to help everyone. Yes, he's good looking as hell. He's funny.
Looking?
He's
Who's
witty.
Better Who's better looking, him or me?
Him. I don't even know. Who
well, is. You're. I will say this. You have a better body.
No, I don't. He's ripped.
Well, what are you?
I'm getting bald. I'm going bald up in here.
Oh
All
shit!
My hair up front, it's like I got to comb over. I got to comb over. Like, this pandemic has taken my hair.
I think it's something else.
What?
I mean, you are 63.
Look, either talk up or walk out.
You wanted her to yell your age? Is that it? What's the two?
You? I have to yell it. He can't hear me. He's 63. Oh. You're 63.
What was that?
What?
What was that?
I just I got so many things to talk about.
Okay, so the
mothballs. We put too many out.
Oh my God! It was like our eyes were watering. Well, we're choking.
It's little packets.
Uhtred would have never done it.
Hold on.
Oh my God, we're back, guys. Sorry, there was technical difficulties.
Mothballs. It comes in these little packets. There were 16 of them. We have a gigantic attic. It goes.
It's not that big.
It's the length of the house.
Yeah, the house is not that big.
Oh really? You want to go measure it? Go walk it off.
Do you have to like the thing is that you
she
respond?
Says everything.
Yeah, but anybody
she's so
who
negative.
Pokes you, you,
no, she's
you
no
jump
negative.
Back on.
I said the word hipster. She goes, nobody says hipster anymore.
Nobody says hipster anymore. Yes. No one goes, oh, look at that hipster. They're just gonna say it like ironically.
No, your friends still say it. Maybe her friends don't.
No, everybody says
nobody
hipster.
Says
but why would you say everyone says hipster when she's telling you I don't, my friends don't, I don't
nobody
know anybody who does.
They're 12 years old. No one listens
okay,
to them.
Okay, well, that's what I'm trying to say to you and to her. She should say, oh, I've never heard that, or we don't say that.
No, adults
and
say
you,
hipsters. No,
first of all, you only talk to people over 60, so
that's
maybe
not,
they
oh, really?
Still sit around talking oh, about hipsters.
If you were doing a room in Brooklyn, you would go, yeah, I'm doing this hipster room. Or
no,
how
no,
is
I don't, yes. And I haven't.
If you were, back in the day, you go hipster
back
room.
Back in, yes,
no,
yes. In the 90s, I would say hipster. This is the thing. You think like 98 was like yesterday.
No, not 98.
You he always knows. Are like, you'll say like, that guy's an open micer. And you're like, he has 3 Netflix specials. You're like, what?
Let's go to the Good Humor Truck.
Yeah, you said, yeah, the other day you were like, the Good Humor Truck.
That's what it
and
is.
And I go,
an ice cream truck.
It's a Good Humor Truck.
It wasn't, they probably don't even have.
So you're not even saying it right. Good Humor.
Good Humor.
Yes.
You're a comedian. You can't pronounce humor.
This is a little terrible.
The Good Humor Truck. What do you think? The Good Humor Truck.
Well, you could keep saying it, and then this is what you do in response. You go, everybody says it, and you just get louder
or
and angrier.
About,
and you're like,
Dairy Queen. You love having fights about ice cream, man.
Yeah, you always said, oh, everyone calls it Dairy Queen. No, everyone doesn't call it Dairy Queen.
Yeah, let's go out for Dairy Queen.
Okay, let's go to Dairy Queen.
But see, you could say, oh, that's what I say, or that's what we used to say, but you don't. You weirdly put... The reason people argue with you is because you say everyone says it. Just like the Good Humor Truck. You go, everyone says it. No,
it's Good Humor. What do you think it's called? Good Humor.
It's called the ice cream truck. That's what I've always called it.
It's not an ice cream truck because they sell ice cream.
No, listen.
And ice pops.
You're 12 years old. You're stupid. You don't know.
I know more than you do about...
Good Humor Truck. I'm not saying no one calls it the Good Humor Truck.
I didn't say Good Humor. I said Good Humor.
But I'm saying... We don't, and I've never heard anyone but you say it.
Maybe, maybe if it was a truck by Good Humor, then
good humor,
maybe. But Good Humor is a brand, right? If you see a Amazon truck or something, you don't call it a Target truck. You call it an Amazon truck. So
I call them all Amazon trucks. That's what people call them. When I say go to Amazon, I mean Target. That's what people say. That's just what everyone
says.
Yeah,
it's
they
a good
sell
humor.
The same thing.
Good Humor Truck. That's all.
It's
that's
not.
All.
No,
it's
you
not.
Say, listen, it's such an easy fix. You go, oh, that's what I call it, or that's what we used to call it. That's all you have to say.
All
but
right.
When you start saying everyone,
I didn't
that's
say
what
everyone.
We have to argue about.
I didn't say everyone. When I go, here comes a Good Humor Truck, you guys start laughing at me,
yeah,
attacking me.
Dumb,
so, because you're attacking me. So take a look at yourself. You can't let me live and let live. That's, you know what? You never heard that motto, live and let live? I call it a Good Humor Truck, so you should accept it. Don't turn it around back on me. I didn't do anything wrong.
Yes,
you guys did.
A Good Humor Truck.
Yes, you guys were wrong. Now answer
all
me
right.
That.
All right. When I say something that's Canadian, do you guys jump on me?
Yes,
no.
I
say
do.
No one calls it that. And you, Eddie, if I even use a 3-syllable word, you lose your mind.
What?
No.
If I say any word that's like even just a little bit you know, whatever, past sixth grade, Rich freaks out. Nobody talks like that. Nobody says words like that.
Oh, yeah, see, look, I just proved you wrong about good humor and how you, and now
at
you got to keep going.
Say it, say it right.
Shut up when we're...
Hugh, say Hugh.
And so we had mothballs up in the attic, and we had too many, that's all. And we went up and
right,
got them.
Right, except that one of the problems was is that Rich had to call the guy to come get the mothballs because Rich was too scared to go up and get them.
No, not scared. So, I'm just not a big fan of going up in that attic.
Oh, you were like, we would have to have had to go to a hotel.
Yeah,
but you were like, I'm not gonna. I just don't feel like it. I'm not scared. I don't feel like going.
I didn't say that. I was. I was late. I go. Obviously, we had to get it out because of the smell. You know.
You're scared.
Yes,
of the
I don't like going up in the attic there.
I don't either. But guess who did it?
Both of us. I ended up going up too.
But
yeah,
only after you were like kind of shamed.
Not shamed. I didn't want you to have to do it by yourself because I would.
I did the first. Eight by myself.
No, we both went up, but you spotted them. I had you.
And then I crawled and got them, right? I was the one who was like crawling around up there.
You asked me to get them. I
would
have gone.
We did ask you.
You did not ask me. I would have done it.
No, you wouldn't have. I had someone has to direct, you know.
So should it be the one who calls everything the wrong names and doesn't even pronounce them right? Or should it be nice, sophisticated Bonnie?
Yeah, first of all, the people that say that you're training her to go against me, all right? Because
I didn't even say one word. She's saying it. Perhaps you're training her by the things that you say, by yelling about good humor and stuff.
Oh, you guys, it's just...
I'm just saying, when we were teasing you about the good humor thing, we all tease each other. You call it attacking when it's against you. When it's against everybody else, we have to call it teasing, right?
No, we call it attacking.
No. Oh, so you attack me about my Canadianisms?
Well, sometimes.
I always laugh.
No, you don't. You got all upset that we didn't celebrate Canada Day last week.
That is such a lie.
Didn't she get upset?
She was not upset.
Yes.
She was not upset in the slightest. I think, she wasn't, not at all.
Mommy wasn't upset. What are you, her, like?
She's just telling the truth. She's not on anyone's side. Oh, she's on the side of truth.
No.
On the side of truth.
No, she's,
and justice.
You have her brainwashed. You have her, like, she's like a puppy.
You can't tell anything. Like, you can't tell her anything.
She's like a puppy.
Yeah.
She follows you around. You click. She's like a puppy.
Okay. Then
she's a good girl.
Yeah.
What a good girl you are. You want a treat?
Look at those. Go get them. Those necklaces you're wearing?
Yeah.
I got them for you.
You got this one for me.
Where? You don't even remember.
Yes, in L.A.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Santa
God,
Monica.
Ridge, why are you so angrily pointing things out that you bought her?
Angry.
You are. You're like, I got it for you. Where? You don't know where. Why do you want to be angry?
I'm not angry at all. I'm in a good mood.
Then why would you say it like that? Why wouldn't you say, I love that you're wearing the necklace I
love
got
those. Where did you get the other one?
Amazon.
Oh.
I mean, Target. Everyone calls Amazon Target.
We got two necklaces when we were in Santa Monica.
We got one.
No, we got two.
No.
We got two.
What was the other one then?
It was another one like that, the smaller one.
No.
We get to the thing about the... So, then...
You never finished the story about the guy from the Eagles. I did.
First of all, we're going to the mothball story.
I just saw a moth.
We got to get those mothballs back up there. So we took them all out, except for one. We left one up there just because I couldn't find it.
Two packs.
It's one pack.
I think two, but it doesn't matter. It's so
big. I was
big.
Keeping track anyway.
It's so big. Yeah.
Anyway, but we had to put the fans on because the smell
was
bad.
Oh, I'm not going to get into the fan thing because you're wrong about that. You didn't even, you got, okay, I'll tell the story. Let me tell the story. Okay.
Shana's laughing. What? Don't you tell someone to shut up.
Yeah, she's getting, because she
have mentioned the word fan and you spiral out of control.
Let me tell you what happened.
Just wait. Have a little respect for other people on the podcast. You can't just yell like.
You know, okay, let me tell my side of the story. And Rainey, you don't have to shut up. Just be quiet.
Funniest joke I've ever heard. Don't shut up. Just be quiet. That makes
so we had the air conditioner fixed. They put new whatever freeze on it or whatever they put in it. Are you going to check your messages now when I'm talking? Is that what you do?
I'm listening to you.
So, and it's there's a lot of space in this house, and every room cools off except my room, which is a little room. It's your room too? Yeah, that corner of the house.
All three of our bedrooms are.
I think
like
maybe
the end of the house.
I don't know,
mean?
But I'm gonna find out if you could put an extra like blower to shoot out the air.
A vent?
So what'd she say?
She goes, "You mean a vent?"
No, not a vent. Something to push through the vent. An extra blower. You know, because whatever, power.
This
power
house
out.
Definitely needs an extra blower.
Oh, shit.
Look, don't even, I don't want to get in, because you're wrong about it. You don't. I want to hear.
Okay, I don't know this story.
Now, this has nothing. Now, our house stinks from the mothballs, but it has not. So you got to separate that. I had a fan in my room. We have two fans here besides our air conditioning. But the one fan I had in my room, which I keep going, is too strong. The room is too small. And even if I put it as far away as I can, it's too strong on me. It's just too powerful. So that fan was still in my room, and Bonnie had the other fan in her room. So all of a sudden... I walk in the living room. Bonnie took the fan out of my room to put in the living room for the smell, obviously. I'm going, oh, good. The heavy fan is out of my room. I'll go to Bonnie's room, get the lighter fan, put it in my room. And then when Bonnie's in the living room, she could put the bigger one in her room because her room is three times the size of mine. So that's the only reason I switched them. Bonnie thought I switched them because of the smell. I switched them because...
No, listen.
That's why I switched them.
You missed part where after we Googled... First of all, you didn't want to take the mothballs out. Then we Googled.
Well, of course I did. I had my eyes and everything.
Yes, then we started Googling, and there's a lot of problems with having mothballs. And then...
I'm going to get too mad. I'm telling you the truth of what happened.
Okay, you're telling the truth, but it did... Let me just say, it did happen. The fan thing happened right after you started getting anxiety about that you were going to die from the odor. Because you said, Can I die from the smell of the mothballs?
Well, I would have already had the big fan in my
room.
You took it out. I would have already had one there from the beginning to begin with.
Yeah, which you would have taken back to your room after.
But too big for my room. It's too strong. I never want.
But if you really thought you were going to die from mothball smell, then taking it out of my room would mean I don't care about her.
No, because you were sitting.
I only care about me.
No, because you were sitting in the living room with the big fan. Mm-hmm. And when you were done with that, you would have brought the big fan to your room when you were going to bed. Boom. Argument's over.
Well, he put the fan in his room, though. When you weren't sitting in your room, you were putting it in to air your room out.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't putting it to air my room out because my room's so small. It's so small. I was just putting it in there.
I've never seen the fan going in your room without you being in there ever before.
That's not true.
You went, can I die? This is. You try to imagine it from someone else's perspective if you have that capability. Try to imagine someone saying, like, can I die from a mothball smell? And then me being like, no, you're insane. And then
you can
going and see.
Well, then, you're the one who said you can. I didn't.
Then going and taking the fan out of your wife's room and putting it in your room.
You took the fan out of my room and put it in the living room.
Yeah, but I didn't think we could die from a mothball smell.
So then why did you take it out of my room and put it in the living room?
Because it was a stronger fan.
Yeah. There's my argument. It's too strong for my little room. Randy, you get what I'm saying?
I get what he's saying.
No, listen, I know I'm right and that he twists it. But that's all.
I didn't twist it at all.
Because I have to be on mom's side because she's training me to be against you. In my heart, I'm on your side. But I'm going to have to go with mom on this one.
Good girl.
What's for dinner?
That's what you want to talk about now?
Just out of curiosity.
I have something we do have to talk about. It's a very important subject.
Your dumb birthday?
It's my birthday coming up, July 31st, and the best present you guys can give me is money. Because I need a giant obstacle course.
Well, first of all, let's go back a bit. Because we've been watching The Floor is Lava.
The Floor is Lava. We have been watching it freaking shoddy. Shoddy.
These people are shoddy. Terrible at the game, right?
I hate her so much. Okay. I wish she found the.
That's a real person. Anyway. Okay.
Well, she decided to be on the show and be dumb and hit the dumb thing like a baseball bat.
Okay. Oh.
Shoddy.
Shoddy. Okay. So anyway, then this show inspired us to do our own. The grass is lava.
The grass is lava.
So we set up some of those. Those were fun to do.
I scraped my knee doing it. It still hurts. But
it was pretty good. I said
it was fun. Pretty good, right? A pretty good course.
Like, but why are we sharing a mic? Daddy's not. He's on his phone and he's got his mic. He's just like, I'm just gonna use this. This is the gum chewing mic. I'm just gonna sit here and chew gum into
tiny spikes of.
Yes, this is you.
Well, anyways, let's get to the point. For my birthday, I wanted to invite a few friends over who also, you know, love the Floor is Lava show. All share the same hatred for shoddy. And have one of those giant inflatable obstacle courses that you see at, like, carnivals and stuff. But my dad's budget is only $200. And the obstacle courses, they start at, like, $575.
That's crazy it's crazy. You're better off buying one.
No, they're like $19,000 to buy.
You're better off buying a slip and slide.
No, slip and slides are not fun. I've been on them like 20 times before and they're not fun. They just hurt your knees or your stomach or whatever you go on, and they get you dirty and all grassy, and I hate them.
So for $500, we can buy a nice above ground pool for you.
No one wants an above ground pool either. I don't want an above ground pool.
I think I'm going to get you one for this.
No! Why would you get me something I don't want? Let me just do my thing.
You do this all the time. You remember?
Yell at him after. I need to do my plug.
No, because I want to just. You
have time. This is what you bought me rings when I didn't want rings. And then
what
you get
rings?
Mad when people don't appreciate.
He buys things he wants for himself.
No, that's not true. Here we go.
But yes, you do. If you want an above ground pool for yourself that you're going to use, go ahead and do it. But if Raina or I don't go in it, then you can't get mad. But you're.
And if
but,
you do go
but,
in
but
it,
you
then
don't
you're
going
to apologize.
Here. No. No. Here, we don't want one. Hear it. Do you hear it?
We don't.
What is it that what is that we don't want? What don't we want?
Me to live here.
Okay, number two. Number two. Second thing. But you keep saying it and bringing it up.
You
and
say
it's
to push our buttons.
It's not a big one, just something to cool
we
off.
We don't
in the
no one
want it.
People swim and get people go to pools to swim, not to cool off. If you want to cool off, we got a hose, we've got water, we've got the inside of our house, which has air conditioning and fans and an extra blower that you're going to buy. But you use pools to swim. You can't even, or to dive in and jump in and have fun in, not to
she's
cool
goes to
off.
Her friend's pool.
I go to my friend's
day.
Pool, and she has a nice in-ground pool. And, you know, it's fun. She's like a diving board, you know? But above ground pool can only go so deep. It's not fun. It's
and
more
and
small.
Also he's gonna get one that's like literally a kiddie pool.
From
Amazon/Target.
Yeah, or Walmart, whatever you want to call it. Well, not at whatever you want to call
right.
it, because everyone calls it Amazon.
Let's hurry up. We're gonna wrap this up.
Oh hey, no, I, let
why?
Me do my thing.
Because we don't want something that you keep hounding us about.
She curls her tongue and puts it up in her.
You know that this is like audio, right? Like they can't see you doing that.
And now you're making a mean face at me.
I'm making a confused.
Just shut
face.
Up. Just let me just do my thing.
Oh my god!
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Don't shut up. Just be quiet. Get it? Because that's what he said earlier. Yeah.
I'm going to put that thing of you dancing on Instagram.
Why?
Because it's so cool.
No,
don't. Give me $5.
Give me $500 and I'll let you.
Oh, there you go.
So, for my birthday.
Don't be asking people for money.
Let me do this. They've come in clutch before, my Nintendo Switch. That was from that cool guy who PayPal'd me.
Did you thank him?
I did thank him, I think. Well, if not, I am thanking you now.
What's his name? No, don't say his
name. We don't know his name.
I do know his name. Oh. He linked his Twitter, but I'm not going to say that. It's kind of.
Right.
But you know who you are.
First name, say thank you to
him. No, because what if his... No, I'll just... Thank you, Jeremy. That's not your name. It's just the name I thought of off the top of my head. Come and clutch before you can come and clutch again. You know,
don't ask the people for your
favor. Let me do my thing. It's a birthday gift. You let people get you birthday gifts.
No.
If 500 people donate $1, that's not that much out of their pocket.
We have 500 listeners.
That's actually kind of crazy. If 100 people donate $5.
There you go.
$5 is nothing. You know, that's like your morning coffee at Starbucks. But it's a birthday
gift. Starbucks.
Okay, I strongly dislike you. Yeah, good. Hate's a strong word, man.
That's why you're not getting no money from me.
Okay. I think there's an option on PayPal to like message, you know, when you send the money. So give me something to do and I'll do it. If it's sing a song on the next podcast, I'll do it. If it's never come on the podcast again, I'll do it. If it's, I don't know, anything you want.
Anything? That's kind of creepy.
Okay, not anything. Things that are in legal range.
Make a mask. You can sew a
mask. I will sew a mask. I will sew.
You don't know how to sew a mask.
I do know. Yeah. I sewed a sweatshirt. I'll invite you to my party to come enjoy.
No.
No, that one. Wait, you'll send him a video.
Not
of little kids in an obstacle course.
In bathing suits.
Okay.
See, weird. 500 would be great, you know? I do want the 70-foot one, but 500 would be great, you know? 100 people send in
$5. Because what, 70-foot one is more expensive?
Yeah.
It's so expensive.
That's ridiculous.
Why are they so expensive?
And because the kids will run through it twice and go, oh, we're done.
No, that's not true. I think they do it all day.
Yeah, man.
When you take them to, like, you know, one of those.
It's going to be some little.
Every year I take her to, like, what's that? Dutch
Springs, basically.
Arcade place a couple years ago.
Not for her birthday. This year she doesn't get to do any of those things.
Why, Hershey Park might open or something.
But I wouldn't take her. Why? Just because they're opening. The virus is, like, as bad as it's ever been. The virus isn't like, oh, wow.
Dutch Springs is just.
I guess I better not go.
Dutch Springs is just those inflatable things, but it's just on water and more lines. And we do it all day. It's fun. Shout out to Dutch Spring. Woo. Shame.
Anyway.
Not sponsored.
PayPal
is Raina Voss, Raina at gmail.com.
Wait, you just said it wrong.
Okay, scratch that. Voss, Raina at gmail.com. That is V as in Victor, O-S at gmail.com. And also, if you guys are going to donate, I'm not going to use all the money for just the
rental.
I also need to tip the guys, you know, so you're not just giving a great birthday present to me. You're giving a generous gift to the workers who have to put up the, you know, the obstacle course, you know. They need that money in trying times, you know, and if I have any extra money, I will donate it to a great cause, like whatever, everyone. Ever.
What are you talking about?
Oh.
Okay. I'm gonna bet zero. Betty. She gets zero money because that speech was terrible.
Go against her bet.
That's what I think.
Don't listen to Bonnie. She's training me to be against Rich. Boo, Bonnie.
Did you use all my Band-Aids?
I use like three.
Sorry?
Wow. Boss Raina, get him some new Band-Aids, get me an obstacle course, and get those workers some good tips. VossRaina at gmail.com on PayPal.
All right, thank you.
Love you guys.
She's really getting on my nerves.
Oh, my God. Jeez.
We never ask for money. If I did that, you would go nuts on me.
Yeah, because you have a job.
I do?
Well, technically, you do things for money. You're going to South Carolina or
North Carolina.
North Carolina. That gets you money. Mom writes, can sell things. What can I do? I'm 12 years old. Start a lemonade stand? No one will buy it because there's a virus. I need some ways to make money, you know?
What are you looking at?
That white shirt.
Why?
Because I saw a strap hanging from him and going, is that my shirt or yours?
But you couldn't stop yourself, just be like, oh, let me just focus on the podcast.
But why? I wasn't talking. I was looking at something. You don't look at other things as we're doing this? I'm not allowed to look around when I'm not talking? Are you that controlling? Sorry. Go.
You just were like, you're looking at your phone, and then you were just on your phone the whole time she was talking.
Yeah, because
at least when she's driving you somewhere, she lets you go on your phone.
Oh my God, yes. Did we talk about that already? Where you wouldn't let me go on the phone when we were driving around?
I was just, you know, bringing it back, referencing it.
I don't know if we did talk about it, but yeah, we went for a drive and I happened to, in the passenger seat, look at my phone and Rich.
No. Bonnie said, hey, let's get to film me and take a drive.
Yeah, but you were driving late at night, just around the woods.
That's a drive.
We were going to, I don't know.
That's a drive. And you can't say, let's Princeton do a family thing and go on a drive. And
well,
then
you're
look
not
at your
talking.
Phone.
You don't have any interesting things to talk about. You just argue about good humor.
You're the one who argues. I have tons of interesting things. You guys start.
Well,
the
you
argument.
Don't say any of them on the podcast. You only talk about the most mundane things in the world.
Really? We've done 600 podcasts. Have you been on every one? I mean, now that
okay,
this is
the
your
ones,
last
the
one.
The ones that I have been on.
We had some in-depth conversations before you came down here and ruined this.
Okay, this one was about mothballs. The when I came down, I was
that's a pretty good one. Mothballs. This is a pretty good one. Yeah.
Yeah,
this.
And that was pretty good. Mothballs, like it's like the most mundane thing. Oh, there was mothballs in our, like if you say there's mothballs in our attic, we had to get them out because they were hurting our eyes. Like it's boring.
Oh, Ray, get out of here, man.
She doesn't know nothing.
Get out of here. Don't give this chick any money.
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
no,
okay, forget listen. It. You don't even like this podcast and you're just using it.
I don't like...
Why are you yelling all the time?
That's all you do is yell.
I don't like these people, but I love my fans.
Who's these people? Me and Dad?
You and Dad. I was kind of pointing and you couldn't really...
I'm hungry. I'm going to have tuna.
Interesting.
I take it back. There are interesting things talked about on this podcast.
This Thursday through Saturday, I'll be at Good Nights Comedy Club in Raleigh.
Oh, hey, stop asking for money.
I'm not asking for money. I'm telling them to come out. There's only, you know, limited seating.
And they have to pay for the tickets?
I'm getting some people in on comps, friends of mine down there.
But why would you bring that up? Of course people are paying for the show. Why would you give in to her to be like, some people are paying? Like, that was just to argue.
I wonder if I should tell Kelly and her husband to come. They live there, but I don't want them in the audience.
Why? Because you talk about her still?
I never talk about
her. You always say, like, my ex-wife, I love her so much.
I never say I love. Are you crazy?
You're always fangirling.
You know what he did one time when you were a baby? Literally, she must have been like a week old, and I was ironing a sheet.
You were pregnant. She wasn't even
born. I was pregnant. And I was
so how would she know?
How would I know if I was 1 year old?
Go ahead.
Yeah, what? I didn't say do you know this?
Do you know what he did?
Oh, well, might have heard the story before, but I was ironing a sheet, which I think back now, like, was I like a good housewife at one point?
No, I usually did most of the ironing, but go ahead.
I was ironing a sheet, and then you were on the phone with Kelly, your beloved ex-wife, and then you go like this at the end of the call. You go, I love you too, and hung up. And I literally had to sit down. I was like, did I just hear that? And then he started laughing. She'd already hung up. And then he said that.
How do you know that? That's a pretty good lie.
My God.
I mean, you can say that. But...
All right.
Because, you know.
Kelly wouldn't say that about him.
Yes.
There's no two to the expression.
Yes.
Please. So.
Just come back to me.
This Thursday through Saturday, mundane comedy at Good Nights Comedy Club. Social distancing.
If you like lists.
If you like lists and mothball talk.
And I said to Rain the other day, I have a lisp. She said, no, you don't. I go, yeah.
No, you don't.
I don't have a lisp.
He was saying sushi like this, sushi. And he goes, see, hear that? I have a lisp. No, you just said sushi. It just sounds normal.
That time it did.
Listen, for many, many years, I never heard the lisp. And you'd always say, I have a lisp. I never heard it. But I didn't want to argue with you.
I don't have a lisp. What are you talking about?
But then people started making fun of the lisp. Then I started hearing it.
I don't think it's a
like
lisp.
After.
I think it's more of a speech impediment.
It's like a lazy.
Lazy eye.
It's almost like.
It's my jaw doesn't move.
It's like he talks as if he's had a stroke.
That's different than a lisp.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying he doesn't have a lisp. He talks as if he's had a stroke.
Oh. Speaking of strokes, are we gonna have a snack tonight?
God, I'm 12 years old. I'm right here. For that, you should give me money so I can move out of this gross house.
I'm talking to Monty.
Obviously, you're talking to her. It would be even weirder.
Like, come on. There's something really wrong
with
you.
What are you talking about? Lisa don't run around. And what did she do the other night? Like, take her. What did she just. She's a freak in front. What did she do the other night that was gross? I go,
what?
Oh.
I was going, don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me?
Oh, that too.
It's a song.
Twerking, big deal. Oh God, what a.
Didn't she take a cucumber and start chasing you around the house or something?
No, what?
You did something gross.
Are you disgusting? No,
I remember you said when the cucumbers come up in the garden, hopefully you don't see mom squat in the garden. That was you being.
Yes, that was you.
No, but you did
something. You're hideous.
You're gross. You do gross things in front of her. Like,
if she walks by my room when I'm changing, I go, look at it. That's it. That's
you keep your bathroom door open.
She knocks it open.
No, I don't. Oh. Sometimes I do to let Allie in. She whines by the door while you're taking a poo. I don't like leaving her in the open.
All right. You guys are grossing me out. You guys, thank you for listening.
Remember
to this.
Remember to donate. My birthday, July 31st.
Anything you want to plug, Bonnie? Don't you?
Bird calls if you want, since people are asking for shit. Oh, bird calls available on iTunes or anywhere you stream your music.
Cool. All right.
Spotify.
Voss Roast for free on YouTube and
Pandora.
The 9th through the 11th. Good night's Comedy Club. Talk to you later, homies.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. Somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.